This was when the best day ever went bad. Coach told me to try to run 100 meters in 9 seconds and 58 milliseconds, Bolt's time. He stood at the finish line with his whistle in his mouth. I rolled my pants up to my knees and my shirt sleeves up to my shoulders just like I had done the day before. "On my whistle," Coach said, holding up the stopwatch. "On your mark, get set," and then beep. I took off down the track running as fast as I could, legs pumping, arms pumping, heart pumping, until I got to the finish line. "Oh!" Coach howled excitedly. I felt good. Knew that I had proven my point. I bopped over to Coach with my hand up, ready for the high five, but Coach never lifted his hand. "Not even close," he yelped. "Not even freaking close. You ran a 12.5. And before I could even respond, he barked, "Back on the line." I jogged back to the start. Coach blew the whistle. I ran. He blew the whistle. I ran. Again and again and again. Each time, I came in a little slower than the last. My head started swimming, my chest burning, and my legs got all gooey, like all the running was turning my bones to liquid or something. After the fifth try, Coach yelled out, 14 seconds! 14 seconds! On the track, that might as well be 14 minutes! Are you kidding me? I bent over and planted my hands on my knees. My legs were shaking, but only on the inside, like my muscles were shivering. My heart was pounding as fast as my feet had pounded the track, maybe even faster. My stomach was flipping, and I just knew that my French fries were going to come out as mashed potatoes all over the place. Coach walked over, his shadow making the red track burgundy around me. He leaned in and said lightly, almost as if he were whispering to me, "Back on the line." That's when I lost it. What? 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 Again? I need a break, I panted. I'm tired. Tired? Coach squealed, and I could hear the smile in his voice. I glanced up, and there it was, big and chipped and wide, like whatever words were hiding behind those teeth he was struggling to keep in, so he let them out. You know who's really tired, son? Your principal.